Internet at Boaters.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry Temple, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, let's hear God's truth. Please open your King James Bibles to Revelation 21, verse 1, where we left off last time. Revelation 21, verse 1. Just before we do, I want to report a miracle. So now we're going to have a miracle moment. Two of our radio congregation members, our friends, called me the other day to ask me to pray for their sister who had been on life support and there was no more hope, and the doctor said, we have to take the life support. That's all. So we prayed. Now you have to understand that the Holy Spirit prays through us with groanings which cannot be uttered, that we pray according to the Father's will. So the truth is, if you're really a Christian, you never pray. So the Holy Spirit prayed through me, and the Holy Spirit said, when they take the life support off, the Holy Ruach, the Holy Spirit will take over the breathing, and she shall breathe normally. The next day my phone rang, and that's exactly what happened. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God a praise. Now, you think that is amazing. No, Jesus told you to raise the dead, heal the sick, and cast out devils. If you're not doing that, Christian, you are in sin. It wasn't a, if you don't mind, please let Sherry do it. You are supposed to raise the dead, cast out devils, and heal the sick, all of you. We do it in the name of Jesus on the basis of the victory of his blood. Hallelujah. Okay, with that in mind, miracles still happen. We have miracles all the time. Your speaker here is a miracle, if only you knew. Revelation 21, verse 1. You might entitle this, The Saved Children of God in the Heaven on Earth. When this chapter takes place, all sin have walked into the lake of fire and will be gone. And everybody whose sins are not forgiven will be blotted out. They will have walked into the lake of fire, including Satan. We will all be in our spiritual bodies. It will be at the end of the millennium after the great white throne judgment. The acreage will be have been restored on the earth. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are here at the first part of this chapter, and the Father's coming down. And there's a position for everyone in planet earth. We will be eternal, spiritually young, no more death, and no more age. Only the saved shall be here. So this is the saved people in the future heaven. And it's going to be on earth. Earth will have been rejuvenated. The plates would have been put back in their right position so there'd be no more storms, no more hurricanes, no more tornadoes. Hallelujah. Heaven on earth. Paradise restored.
Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
Now this reads in the manuscripts, Eon, the first earth age and the first heaven age were passed away. If you don't understand that the three earth and heaven ages, you'll never get God's whole plan. 2 Peter 3:6 talks of that. There was an age that then was the first one. We were all with God in our spiritual bodies, as this lesson is going to explain tonight from God's word. And Satan rebelled, and so God shook that and brought in this second earth age and sent everybody out who had betrayed him one time in the flesh to choose Jesus or the devil. The elect group that did not betray him, stayed married spiritually to him, had been sent out in every generation to teach the mystery of God, the oracles of truth. Now, at the end of the millennium, this second earth age will be gone, and God will bring in the new earth and heaven age. It's the same erets, the same soil, the same boil on the soil, but it will be a new age, heaven on earth, paradise restored right here on planet earth.
And there was no more sea.
Revelation 17:15 says the waters of the people, there will be no more flesh bodies. We will all be in a spiritual, young, beautiful, eternal body like we were created to be.
Verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven.
Now, you know, the old Jerusalem is right here on planet Earth in the land of Israel. But Jesus has gone away to build a new Jerusalem, so here we come with the new Jerusalem. Now, in Ezekiel 16, we find that God spread his skirt over Jerusalem, the one on earth. In Bible times, men wore skirts. And when a man placed his skirt over the woman, that was the marriage. So God spiritually wed Jerusalem. It was called Jebus then. It was unclean. He cleaned her up. And God said in Ezekiel 16, I am going to make this spot my eternal habitation. In other words, I'm going to clean it up, and this is where I'm going to live, says God. Of all of the planets, of all of the galaxies, of all of the moons and stars, of all of the beauty God has created, he chose that spot, Jerusalem, for his eternal home. So it's coming down out of heaven.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
When a girl is going to get married, she just knocks herself out. She gets her hair done, her nails done, and everything fixed up. I mean, this is some beauty coming down from God.
Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
God is moving in with us. This is a wedding. This is a love story. He's coming to live with us.
And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
Hosea says, you're my people. Hebrew is Ami. Oh, Ami, you're my people. You're not Lo Ami. Lo means not my people. Not Lo Ami. Ami, my people.
And God himself shall be with them, and shall be their God.
Praise the Lord.
For and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor the crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new.
In the manuscripts where it says all things, it reads, I make these things new. Well, what these things? It will be a new thing that we would never cry or hurt or die again. I don't know about you, but I have known the depths of sorrow. I have lived in the depths of despair. The enemy has always tried to kill me. I know about grief. I know about tears. The psalmist, the poet said, this is a veil of tears. It will be a new thing for us not to cry or hurt anymore. No more death. Hebrews 2:14, God did, the devil's name is a devil. Jesus came to defeat death, whose name is the devil. By the way, he will have already walked into the lake of fire and been blotted out. Poof, into the smoke.
And he said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful.
In Revelation 19, we saw a picture of Jesus' second coming, and on his thigh he has that name written, true and faithful.
6, and he said unto me, it is done.
Okay, we're done here. Ever heard that? We're done here. It is done. It is finished. Psalm 22. Jesus teaching from the cross, orchestrating his own crucifixion. He said, it is finished. Do you ever understand how God's heart was hurt? Way back then in the first earth age, he created us all for his pleasure. We were with him. We were one with him. And the one he'd fixed up the most and made the most beautiful and most perfect, Satan, Lucifer, rebelled and betrayed him. And most of the children of God did. He broke God's heart. But he said, I have another plan. So he brought in the second earth age. And Jesus came and paid the sin debt so all who had betrayed him could once again go back to Father's house. He's had to wait all of that time. Through the 2,000 years since Jesus came to pay the sin debt, he's got to yet wait for the 1,000 years of the millennium. At last, God will be reconciled to his children. It's done. Done with that. Done with the separation.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Alpha and Omega, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. Alpha, number one, the beget first. Omega is 800 in the manuscripts. It means new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Neither has it entered the hearts of men the things God's got prepared for those of us who love him. New beginning every day, never bored.
I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life.
Jesus saw the woman at the well, and he said, if you knew to whom you're speaking, you would ask of him, and he would give you the water, and you would never thirst again. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you have the fullness of the Holy Spirit in you, that Holy Spirit will leap in your belly. You will feel the kick like Elizabeth felt John the Baptist leaping in her. And that Holy Spirit will flow through like a fountain into your arms and out through your mouth. And everywhere you go, you will change the atmosphere, because it is the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ that flows through you. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. You feel the kick. If you've not felt the kick, you've missed something. Better pray about that.
7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
Ezekiel tells us that in this new restored heaven on earth, we'll all be in our spiritual bodies, there are plots and acreages for everybody. Right around there in the temple, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the prophets and the patriarchs, and there's the elect that overcome. And then the 12 tribes in their 4 positions, and then all through this earth, acreage restored, seas dried up. There will be the ethnos, the beautiful kings and queens of all of the races. There's a plot for everyone. But God says, for my elect, my Zadok, who overcame in the first earth age, have been sent out in every generation, I will give you no inheritance, for I, God, am your inheritance. Hallelujah. All I ever wanted was God.
And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable.
Now he's going to name some sins that are committed by some of the people that will not be here. Now he puts a list here, so these sins are very important to him. So anybody committing this sin, unless you repent, you will not be here. You will have walked into the lake of fire. Abominable, abomination of desolation, as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, that's the devil. And the abomination of men with men and women with women. Now, once again, we don't hate you. You could repent. Let's name some more sins.
And murderers. Whoa. And whoremongers.
Oh, my goodness. Whoremongers are men and women who live together before they are married. See, America smiles at that. Nobody thinks anything about it. God says it's just as much a sin as murderers. The marriage bed is undefiled, but the other, he calls you a whoremonger. Sorry, you could repent. Repent means you have to quit right now.
And sorcerers?
Drug pushers. Of course, in the literal sense, that ruin people's lives. But how about the illusions and false teaching in the church, the lie fly proverb? All of this, illusions, lies, bringing you a false sense of safety, thinking you're not going to be with Antichrist, so you're not even prepared to study the Bible so you know what to do.
And idolaters and all liars.
All politicians, did you hear that? Oh, you who say it was a videotape that caused the death of our 4 precious people in Benghazi. Oh, you who say if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Oh, you who say ISIS is contained. All liars.
Amen.
Now, all of these sins can be forgiven. But if all of you who are committing these, that means you're living together, men and women, outside of wedlock, if you don't repent, you will not be there. You will have walked into the lake of fire. All of these can be forgiven. The blood of Jesus is sufficient. However, there is only one unforgivable sin. It is the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven in this lifetime nor in the world to come. When the elect, the very ones who overcome, that small group, 7,000, Romans 11, only here right now, who will overcome, if when we're delivered up to Antichrist, if we shut our mouth and refuse to let Holy Spirit speak through us in his language that the whole world will hear, that's the unforgivable sin. Only an elect can commit it. Open your mouth when you're delivered up, elect, that the Holy Spirit flow through you. Learn now to let him pray. Learn now to let him say. Learn now to let him teach. Learn now to let him sing through you.
Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone.
Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, fear not him who can kill your body, but rather fear him who can kill both your body and soul in hell.
Which is the second death?
That's the death of the soul. No more chances. Blotted out. Over. You do not exist.
9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials.
Now, the vials in Revelation have already been poured out. You and I are going to see them vial, that vial. That's the cup of wrath about which Jesus prayed. So John's not saying he's going to show me the vials again. He's saying, you know that angel that showed me the seven vials? I've already taught that to you. He said, this angel's got is going to say something else to me.
Of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
There is a difference between the wife of God and the bride of God. The wife of God was taken unto him in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, the first earth age when Satan rebelled and most of God's children followed Satan, betrayed God, but there was a small group there that stood up and fought for God. Warriors stayed true to him. Romans 8 said, whom he foreknew, he did predestinate and he justified. In other words, foreknew is a marriage term, stayed married to him. Only a small group, that's the wife, never divorced. And God has sent out that wife, men and women, chosen then, elected then. It's not favoritism. You earned it then if you're an elect because you fought for God. You didn't sit there and you didn't betray him. And he sent them out in every generation to be the bearers of light, the truth bearers. And right now, at the very last, the very, very elect, the first shall be last. The ones who got up first and fought for God are the elect right here now because God wants the greatest warrior of all. Because one more time, we're going to expose Satan. One more time, he's coming back and say he's God.
Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great mountain, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. 11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone.
Now in Revelation chapter 4, we saw a picture of Jesus sitting on the throne with a rainbow around his head likened to an emerald. And Jesus was likened to jasper. So this light of this city is like Jesus. Now you say, now wait a minute. That's the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be here during the millennium. How can Jesus be coming down? Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. So, that is Jesus, the light of Jesus.
Clear as crystal. 12, and had a wall great and high.
Ezekiel tells us that God says, for the elect, I am your wall of fire. The Hebrew word is shamar. I shamar you about. I, the wall of fire, shamar my elect about. So the wall here is God the Father.
And had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels, and names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name changed to Israel. Israel had 12 sons, the 12 patriarchs, the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel. You remember them, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Joseph, Dan, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Zebulun, Issachar, and on Zebulun. Oh my goodness, 12 of them. They get their names written there. What an honor.
13, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates.
Now, God tells us, and he told Moses, when I tell you to make something or give you instructions, it's a pattern of the heavenly. Remember, the Ark of the Covenant was a pattern like unto heaven. So when the tribes were traveling, they traveled in groups of three. To the north was Dan, and he had a standard, a flag, or a seal like an eagle. And on the east was Judah, and he had a standard or flag or seal likened to a lion, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. On the south was Reuben, and he had a standard or flag likened to a man. And on the east, the west, was Ephraim, and his standard was that of an ox. So the same way it was on earth is the same way those 12 tribes will be in heaven, right in front of the Jerusalem temple. Ezekiel even tells us that.
14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations.
12 foundations, who are they?
And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
James and Peter and John and Andrew and all of those, Philip, okay?
15, and he that talked with thee had a golden reed to measure the city.
Now this is a plumb line. This is not the same measuring stick as in Revelation 11. The one in Revelation was to measure for destruction all those who were worshiping the Antichrist when Jesus comes. This measuring rod is to measure for peace and for discipline. You say, discipline? We're going to have to be disciplined in the future, heaven on earth, eternity? Yes. If you're not a disciplined person, you have no peace. Watch an undisciplined person. They never get it together. In discipline, there is peace. God knows that.
And the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. 16, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth.
It's a cube.
And he measured the city with reed, 12,000 furlongs.
1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long.
The length and the breadth of the height of it are equal. 17, and he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits.
Now, 144,000, we learned earlier, doesn't mean that literal number. It means the whole of God. And in Bible times, a cubit was measured from the king's elbow to his longest finger. What this means is the king of this New Jerusalem, his dominion covers the entire universe.
According to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel.
The angel tried to put it in terms man could understand.
18, and the building of the wall was of jasper.
Okay, who is the builder of your soul? That is Jesus Christ. No wonder he was the carpenter. He said, I'm going to prepare you a mansion. So he built that. He builds the body of Christ. You are a spiritual building, built up into a spiritual house, Christian.
And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass.
Pure.
19, and the foundation of the wall of the city was garnished with all manner of precious stones.
Now, overcoming Christians, that is you. 1 Peter 2:5 says, ye, you Christians, are lively stones. Lively is living. You are a living stone built up unto a spiritual house. Remember, Jesus is also called a stone. He's the stone which the builders rejected. In Malachi chapter 3, God says, I'm going to make up my jewels. A jewel is a stone. In Ezekiel chapter 28, God was talking to the devil, Lucifer, Tyrus. He said, I made you the perfect pattern. I gave you such honor, and you walked among the stones of fire. Stones. You are a lively stone, Christian. Fire is God, the children of God. You were there. You were those jewels. And we know on the priest's breast in Exodus 28, when Aaron would go into the temple, he would wear the priest's vest. And it had 12 different stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. You will notice there are many colors. God is an artist. He loves many, many, many colors. Now, we're going to talk about those colors.
The first foundation was jasper.
Of course, you can't be even in that temple except you go through Jesus. Jasper is Jesus.
The second, sapphire. The third, a chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald.
An emerald is the Hebrew wedding stone. So you see the wife that did not betray him in the first earth age. All those have gone back, and the very elect right here at the end. We will be there, but also the bride. I'm going to tell you about that bride. This is a good chance to tell you. The bride will be those who betrayed God in the first earth age, but you get a second chance here. And the bride followed Satan in the first earth age, but when Jesus comes back, if you have not fallen off and married the Antichrist again, like you did in the first earth age, you get to be the wife. So you see, you can become a wife. Jesus will take a wife if you don't get deceived. So the bride is sort of like the fiancé, but the wife's already married and stayed married.
The sixth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. 21.
All right. You see the pretty colors there? Now, God is an artist. And once again, Ezekiel 28, you walked among the stones of fire. Peter says, you are living stone. You're a jewel when I make up my jewels, Malachi 3. Now, God is an artist, so he doesn't want you to be beige. When God brought in this second earth age, he said to us, Elohim and the angels, the children of God, let us make man in our image. Let us make you a flesh body to look like you do now, minus age, minus wear and tear. In other words, you're ruby red, I'll make you red. Your beautiful onyx black, I'll make you black. Your pearl white, I'll make you pearl white. Your amber yellow, I'll make you amber yellow. Red and yellow, brown, black and white, they are precious in his sight. In Genesis 1:26, male and female made he them. The Adam word there is not that specific man, Adam, who was married to Eve. This means humankind. That's when all the races were born and created by God. And God said in Genesis 1, it is very good. God is an artist. And now in this eternity, we're still going to be beautiful colors, beautiful jewels. We're going to still sparkle again. It would be so boring for us to be beige.
Amen.
Well, gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl.
Now, each gate is a door. And a man bought a field, Jesus said, and digged in the field to find one pearl of great price. Jesus paid that great price, his precious blood for our sins. Jesus is the pearl of great price. And Jesus said of himself, I am the door. No man enters in except through Jesus. So each one of these gates, these doors, is Jesus. Nobody can come in except Jesus. There is no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, the door, the gate, the pearl of great price. You see, this whole place is Jesus. Oh, no wonder we sign our letters in Jesus, in Christ.
And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
Transparent. Nothing hidden behind closed doors there. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Everything is pure and holy.
22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it.
Nations in the Greek, ethnos. This will be, it'll say kings, but it means kings and queens of the ethnos. See, whosoever will may come in this eternal heaven on earth. The kings and queens, equivalent to the elect, will lead their people up to Jerusalem ever so often to visit the king. They have great honor.
And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it.
It reads kings and queens, so men and women.
25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
Satan is called the prince of darkness. I remember a time when we left our doors open. You don't have to lock the door. There's no night there. The prince of darkness is in there. There's no sin there. Nobody's going to break in. Hallelujah.
26, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it.
Again, he's referring to the ethnos races there, all the races. He said it's very beautiful. He loves the color. And the kings and queens of the different races will bring their people and honor into this beautiful Jerusalem and bring their people. They are equivalent to the elect.
27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever worketh abominations, or maketh a lie.
The Bible tells us that the angels are going to call the saved in the future heaven on earth the holy ones, pure and holy like our Lord, all sin gone. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, this is a good time to do so. I want you to live with me in this beautiful home. And so let's pray and accept Jesus. Won't you accept him now? Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Save my soul.
Save my soul.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
Use me.
Use me.
To enlarge your territory.
To enlarge your territory.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I am thine, O Lord.
I am thine, O Lord.
I love you.
I love you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number in a few minutes. Feel free to call and leave a message on my voicemail and tell me you were saved. Say your name and then I'll pray for you every day about that. I hope you were saved. Now, for those of you who are sick, you heard the beginning of this woman who was on the tubes and everything. They unplugged her and she lives. Your speaker here, if only you knew. Oh, how we have miracles. God is still in the miracle business. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Father, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, I ask the healing virtue of Jesus flow out to the north, the south, and the east, and the west. O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings. Flood through your children, through bodies. Stop the pain in Jesus' name. Recreate missing body parts. Repair that which is broken, that which is bruised, mended. Restore and bring back in Jesus' name wholeness and health, and live and not die. Take up your bed and walk in the name and the power of Jesus. Cripple legs, walk. Deaf ears, hear. Hearts, be made whole. Broken hearts, be mended. Oh my God, brains come back into perfect function. Little tumors and things on the brain, growths on the brain, dissolve and be gone in Jesus' name. Cancer, loose them. Demonic forces, go. Be healed in the mighty name and the power of Jesus. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Now, when you call me, you might like to call and tell me you were healed, and I'll pray about that also. You might like to call and tell me you love me. I love you. Now, I want to invite all of you over here to my school each Sunday, 5 p.m. We do this radio recording, but we have prayer and we pray for people. And we'd love for you to come 5 p.m. And Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., we have another book of the Word that I'm teaching. And then we have Warriors Wednesday work. We put on our warrior. We are warriors, all elect to warriors, all elect to fighters. We're in a great big battle now, and we're fighting. And if you don't know you're in the battle, if you sit there like a knot on a log, you are already dead. You already conquered. And we fight over here on Wednesday night for our country and for our God. And so come and be with us 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Now remember this. You are not to get this truth and keep it to yourself. It is a sin to have a pearl of great price and not give it away. Do you know that everything I get, I give away? When you can do that, when you lose everything for the kingdom's sake, you inherit God. Hallelujah. Go out there and tell people of Jesus. Invite people to Trumpet of Truth. Make it a point to invite one person. It doesn't have to be someone you know. Tell a stranger. Everybody needs to hear the truth. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs the Bible. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, Thy word is truth. And you have just heard the word of truth. I love you. God bless you. And if God is willing, I will see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam praise his name forever and again. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, praise his name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. Ha'olam, praise his name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Hey! So let the nation sing and praise him, and Israel will say amen. Sing all you nations hallelujah, and Israel will say amen. So let the sing and praise him, and Israel will say amen. Sing all you nations hallelujah, and Israel will say amen.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord.
I'm unaware of these afflictions. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us all.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
calls to light the dark in me.
My world is closing in on the inside, but I'm not showing it. When all I am is crying out, I hold it in and fake a smile. Still I'm broken, I'm broken. Well, only one could understand, and only one could hold the hand of the broken, of the broken.
I'm gonna believe that we will see the kingdom come to earth. I'm gonna believe the signs and wonders follow hearts that burn. I'm gonna believe that sickness, sin, and poverty will cease. I'm gonna believe the power from the heavens will release. their fathers and their children will unite. I'm gonna believe that marriage will not end without a fight. I'm gonna believe that churches will become your hands and feet. I'm gonna believe